So a brilliant, brilliant new thing called Memories of 66 is launching at the National Football Museum soon. And the whole project was announced yesterday, actually. So we're going to talk about this right now with the man who knows all about it, because he is the guy behind Sporting Memories. On the phone with me right now, I have got Mr. Tony Jamieson Allen. Good afternoon, Tony. How are you?
Good afternoon, John. I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. So let's have a quick chat about what you guys do at Sporting Memories. Tell us all about the organisation.
Yeah, sure. We're a Yorkshire-based charity, but we work across the UK. And we've been established to work with sports fans over the age of 50. And we use iconic images, memorabilia, old programmes, reports, you name it, to trigger favourite memories of either watching sport or playing sport. And we run weekly groups in all sorts of different venues, libraries, community centres, but at sports grounds as well, football grounds, rugby league, you name it. And we have a number of volunteers who have been trained to run the groups to bring older people together, particularly older guys, some of whom are living with conditions like dementia and memory problems, or have had experiences of depression, or are at risk of becoming lonely and socially isolated. And we put these groups on free of charge. We've got some fantastic groups in Sheffield with the libraries down there. We've got some work going on in Leeds with Yorkshire Cricket Foundation, working with York City Football Club. And these groups are there to just give people some fantastic activities to do.
I love that sport can bring back some amazing memories. And like you say, some of these people who may be suffering from, say, dementia or some similar kind of illness, it is brilliant to just see that smile on their face as soon as they see, you know, something from their past that just brings back a little spark in there. It might be a program, a picture, it could be anything. It's just so great to see, isn't it?
It is. And people just come to life. I mean, sport, if you think about it, has such a rich history and heritage in this country. And even people who aren't great sports fans do actually have memories of sport, even if it's having to do cross-country at school in the rain. We all have sporting memories, but particularly, you know, today, it's exactly the 50th anniversary of when the draw took place for the 1966 World Cup. And yesterday, we were down at the Royal Garden Hotel with the FA and with the National Football Museum, but also stood alongside Sir Geoff Hurst, Martin Peters, George Cohen and Gordon Banks to launch a new project.
And you were there with the Jules Rimet Trophy itself, which is absolutely incredible. And those names that you've just mentioned there, they're just absolute legends. I still can't believe it's 50 years this year. Didn't even think about it, really, because obviously you know of the event and you hear of it. And there was the thing on Monday night, the Monday Night Football, where they analysed it and proved that the ball did go over the line, that very controversial goal. But it's a little bit crazy to think that it's 50 years. And this project just sounds fantastic. It's hashtag Memories of 66. And you've got the Heritage Lottery involved, the FA, as you mentioned, and the National Football Museum in Manchester. Can you tell me a little bit more about what this project is and how it's all going to shape up?
Yeah, there's two parts to it. We're working with the National Football Museum to develop a sporting memories programme across Greater Manchester, to establish groups across the city and wider, using the fantastic football museum as a place to train people in the approach, but also to use the exhibits in the museum. If you haven't been across there, it's an amazing museum, and it has the 1966 World Cup ball on display, which I've very luckily got to handle.
Oh, wow.
And of course, there's the trophy as well. But they're going to stage the official exhibition to celebrate the 50th anniversary in partnership with the FA and ourselves. There's also going to be a similar exhibition down at Wembley. But as part of that exhibition, we are asking the nation to share their memories of 1966. And not just about watching the final and Geoff Hurst hat-trick and Martin Peters' goal, but the group matches. You know, were people at Ayresome Park to see North Korea beat Italy? Did they go along to Hillsborough and watch the games there? But also, what are their memories of life around that time? What was the music that they were listening to, the fashion, the culture? You know, there were some iconic albums released in 1966. So we want to hear about people's memories of the football, but equally, we want to hear about their memories of life in 66 as well.
You see, obviously, for a slightly younger person like myself, it's difficult to kind of think back, with those memories, because obviously you see, the pictures on the TV, and it is only the final, but there's such a bigger story, isn't there, that you want to kind of create now, and it's something that I really am interested in, because I only know about that final. I don't know about any of the other things that went on in 1966 at that tournament.
Yeah, and it was the first tournament the first World Cup that really was commercial. It had a mascot. It was the last World Cup to be televised in black and white. The 1970 was in colour. But there's so much memorabilia around, and we ask people to share memories, but we also ask people to donate items. And we had an event down at Sheffield Library before Christmas, and a lady called in and actually donated a scrapbook that she put together when she was 15 years old of everything about the World Cup taking place. And at the back of this scrapbook, which was incredibly personal and was amazing to get as a donation, was the visitor's guide to Sheffield for 1966 for the World Cup final.
Oh, wow. Did you manage to thumb your way through that? Have you seen any of the bits that are in there? Can you recall any of it?
Yeah, I mean, it has every single press cutting introducing all of the squads. She'd written down the actual official mascot song for World Cup Willie. She's got all the match reports, ticket stubs, all sorts of stuff. And it's just, that's just one item which anyone sitting down and flicking through, younger people can learn about, what it was like being in England whilst the World Cup was on. But for older people flicking through it, it's just absolutely sure to bring back so many fantastic memories of that time.
So if somebody's going to be rummaging around their house right now and they're thinking, I've got something, I definitely have something, maybe in the attic or in a cupboard somewhere, that was from the 1966 World Cup. It might be a programme, it could be a badge, it could be a scarf, it could be a press cutting, it could be anything, any memory that you've got. How can they get this to you if they want to donate it? How can they get in touch with you?
Two different ways. Just search Sporting Memories and they'll find us on the website and they can contact us through there. The other way they can share stuff, if they don't actually want to let go of things, because memorabilia is precious to people and it's around their own personal memories, what they could do is take a photograph and send us that photograph or a scan of the memorabilia and attach it with some of their memories around what it means and what that item actually meant to them. Because all of the memories that get donated, we're building a website called memoriesof66.com. And that's in partnership with the FA and the museum. We're looking to get 1,966 memories to put on that website, and those memories will be part of the exhibition that gets displayed at the Football Museum and at Wembley on the 50th anniversary of England winning the World Cup. So there's a real opportunity for people to actually be part of that incredible exhibition.
This is incredible. It's going to be so, so good to see this. And for myself, I really want to check this out because, as I said to you, all I really know about it is the final, because that's all you kind of brought up on. When somebody tells you about the 1966 World Cup, you know England won it because you know what happened in the final and you know the scoreline. You know exactly what happened. You can see that iconic image of the players lifting the Jules Rimet Trophy up. You can remember the ball. Did it go over the line? Did it not? Now we've got the proof of that thanks to Sky's technology. But it'd be interesting to find out the rest of the stories. I think it's going to be great for people to get involved and kind of share their memories. And again, just the amount of smiles that are going to be on people's faces as they're talking about this is going to be absolutely brilliant. I'll make sure we get your website put onto our Twitter as well. We just got that on there. It's #memoriesof66 if you want to get involved in this and see everything that's going on there. You mentioned some of the albums as well, Tony, that came out that year. Just having a look right now, the Beatles' Revolver came out, Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys, Aftermath from the Rolling Stones, Face to Face from the Kinks. My word, a quick one from The Who, Simon and Garfunkel, with their Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme album. Oh, my word, some absolute classics came out that year, didn't they?
Oh, it was a golden era for many, many different things, sport, but music and TV. There was just so much brilliant stuff going on. As it's Radio Yorkshire, I have to mention one of the memories that's already been donated to the project, because it's from Ian McMillan, the Bard of Barnsley, and I interviewed Ian last year for his memories of 66, and there's a 5-minute excerpt of a story he tells about a good friend of his and his experience on World Cup final day. And I won't give the story away, but have a listen to it. It's on the website and it's a fantastic tale.
Oh, wow, I need to go and check this out. And your website again, which one is it?
It's sportingmemoriesnetwork.com.
Go and check that out right now. I'll make sure that goes onto our Twitter. Tony, thanks for coming on. I can't wait to see this exhibition at the National Football Museum, which is a great place to go anyway. There's so many amazing memories there. Just finally, what was it like when you handled that iconic football? Were you a bit nervous? You were going to drop it or something?
There was a lot of people around me, and I was given a pair of handling white gloves that I had to put on. And it was a very, very, very special moment. Because I was born in 67, so I've not experienced England winning the World Cup. But to have the chance to handle that ball, which Jeff Hurst scored a hat-trick with and won the ultimate trophy for England, was just an amazing experience.
Well, let's hope inside another 50-plus years, we could do this whole thing again when England wins some major honours too.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed that'll happen. Tony, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Cheers, John.